This is A Run to Remember.
This was Al Davis football. Throw it deep and let your speedsters outrun the opposition.
You can't get any longer than that. That is a 99-yard touchdown pass from Jim Plunkett to Cliff Branch against the Washington Redskins in the regular season matchup during that 1983 season. Cliff was so fast, he scored a touchdown the last 40 yards of that play with a bad hamstring. Cliff Branch was unmistakably the vertical threat that Al Davis sought throughout his years as the owner of the Oakland Raiders. He wanted the ball deep in the air, and he wanted it thrown to number 21. With his reflections on the 1983 Los Angeles Raiders, here's Cliff Branch with Jeanette Thompson.
Cliff, we're talking about the 1983 Raiders. Tell me your first thoughts. What comes to mind when you think of that team?
Just a genius in Al Davis and the way he was able to assemble these great athletes. I mean, you're talking about getting Marcus Allen in his second year, getting Lyle Elzado, getting Greg Pruitt, and the biggest one is getting Mike Haynes. I mean, Mike Haynes came on probably the third or fourth game of the season. That sealed the deal. I thought we could go all the way once we got Mike Haynes.
Now, playing against a person like that on a day-to-day basis, does that make you a better player?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, I went through Willie Brown for 7 years and then Mike Haynes for 8 years, and those both of those guys are in the Hall of Fame. So going against the best defensive back in practice every day made it easy for me on Sundays.
There was a time that you were kind of going back and forth with quarterbacks. As a wide receiver, does that make a difference for you to not be able to necessarily get a rhythm going with one particular quarterback, but to be able to transition from either?
No, I don't think that was a big issue. You know what I mean? Jim was our starting quarterback, and then Mark Wilson came in, who was 6'6", and could throw the ball deep, and they both were great deep throwers, and very accurate. Then he got hurt, and then Jim Plunkett came back in and took us on that Cinderella ride again, like he did in Super Bowl 15.
Would you say that that was the best Raider team that you played with?
I'd like to say 16-1. When you lose one game in Super Bowl 11, but I mean, the incredible ride that we went on in Super Bowl 18, it had to be probably the best Raider team in Raider history.
Talk to me about that game. What stands out for you first off?
In the year before, we were so close and we should have went. So we came back hungry because we fell short in the 82 season when we had the best record. We were ready to go when the season started again, and we was going to be committed to finalize this journey of being a world champion.
Coach Tom Flores, how would you describe him?
He was my receiver coach for 7 years. So during that time, I had my best years as a player because I made all pro, and I was the best receiver in the NFL at that time, and making four straight Pro Bowls and making all pro. So Tom has been very instrumental and my development as a pass receiver for the Raiders. And now he's the head coach, so he's overseeing all these great personality. John was a very physical presence on the side, roaring up and down the field, but Tom was more cool and collected. And his approach was a lot different for John, but he was a great leader.
Three Super Bowls for you. Which ring are you wearing today?
The greatest team of the Raiders. The Los Angeles Raiders ring, Super Bowl 18. The great leadership of Tom Flores and the great leadership of Al Davis. It's the 30-year anniversary of this Super Bowl, so I had to come in the studio today and be with you, and I wanted to display this proudly.
That really saved a bad situation from happening.